All right, let's lock up said Oregon fuel injection hotline and get to that voodoo that we do so mediocrely. With such mediocrity. I made up a word there. You start.
Mediocrity to Carmelo Anthony, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, if we can't make fun of Carmelo Anthony, I don't know what we're supposed to do here. I'm not sure I want to live in a world where I can't say Carmelo is a bum, he's selfish, he only thinks about himself.
Chucker.
Everything was moving along fine with that narrative until Melo decided to go out and be a good dude and a great ambassador to our country. Dude has the gall to go out and lead the men's basketball team to a gold medal, basically the veteran leader on the team. I know. And before that, while waiting around between games, all he does is go to other events and cheer on the athletes. Go to a Rio favela, which is essentially the slums of Rio. If you've seen City of God, then you know what that is. They're often run by drug lords. The police are usually afraid to go to certain parts of them. And what does he do in the favelas? Spends time playing with kids. Ryan Lochte made up a story about getting held up and robbed. Melo actually risked his own personal safety and spent time playing ball with kids in the slums of Rio. What a jerk, right? Add to that, his appearance at the ESPYs where he called for social justice and responsibility among athletes. Who does he think he is, Mother Teresa? Give me the old Melo back. Go chuck some threes and tell your wife to fight fans again. I need my narrative, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Melo Teresa.
Hey, I like it.
By the way, I got to take a deviation moment here. We're talking about best fans, worst fans. This is a really good text. Well, we'll know who the worst fans are if the Baylor University football game, the first one, is sold out. Then they've proven they're the worst people and the worst fans in the world.
I mean, Ravens fans get a runner-up at least.
Right. How sad is that? Yeah. To former NBA player and current Pistons assistant Tim Hardaway, I ask.
What are you doing?
Got popped for a Dewey. But as Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway said in A Few Good Men, it's extreme driving under the influence, twice the legal limit. Charged with operating a vehicle with high blood alcohol content. Same guy who flat out said, no filters, well, I hate gay people. Lots of people get caught drinking and driving, and I just kind of wanted to rip into Hardaway because he's just an ignorant, hateful D-bag. Now we'll see if the NBA chimes in, as many players and coaches under similar circumstances face suspension. Stay tuned as we ask.
What are you doing?
To British MP Heather Wheeler, I ask.
What are you doing?
A lot has been made recently about Brexit, Britain, wanting to separate itself from the European Union, become its own entity, so to speak. Regardless of how you feel about it, it's happening. Apparently, no one told Conservative MP Heather Wheeler as she posted a graphic after the Olympics finished claiming that, quote-unquote, the British Empire won the gold count with a final total of 396. The rest of the world had 320. The EU, after Brexit, had 258. It said, now that's what I call winning. Well done, GB, and all our Commonwealth friends. Now for the trade agreement. So if you aren't following, she included the United States and other countries that fought to get away from the UK because of years of torture and mistreatment as Commonwealth friends. I mean, we know our history and why we wanted to ghost out of Britain. She got some backlash on Twitter. Somebody said, the British Empire? Are you tweeting from the 19th century? Another said, those 13 colonies, not to mention many others on your map, that fought hard to get away might not be that impressed with your number. Someone else just retweeted pictures of British agents torturing people to her. I mean, you lost the Revolutionary War. Is that all of a sudden becoming revisionist history now, too? As we ask.
What are you doing?
Everybody under the Union Jack umbrella. To the thief in a Tom Brady jersey, I ask.
What are you doing?
Been making the rounds. People are actually asking help from the public. They got a video. A Tom Brady autograph helmet was lifted from a restaurant at Patriot Place called Skipjack Seafood. It happened August 11th. This guy's eating alone. Saw his moment. It's on video. He jumped over the counter. Nobody was watching. He grabbed the helmet, sits back down, wriggles out of his number 12 jersey, wraps it around the helmet he stole, waits for another moment, and pulls a dine and dash. Hasn't Brady been through enough without some putts in a jersey going rogue, stealing his helmet, as we ask?
What are you doing? doing?
Yeah, what do bars and restaurants have absolutely none of? Video cameras.
Right, right. Never see that
coming. For security reasons. To Billy Butler, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, this is what I need as an A's fan. Not only are they losing games regularly, but now players are literally fighting in the clubhouse. This one lands squarely on the broad country shoulders of Country Breakfast Billy Butler. Apparently, he and Danny Valencia were chatting about Valencia's shoes. I guess he wears different cleats to warm up in. Then when the game starts, he actually puts the shoes he gets paid to wear on to get him about $10,000 to $20,000 a season. Not a huge shoe deal by any means, but that money is nothing to scoff at either. So Butler, like an absolute narc, goes to the shoe rep who is in the clubhouse and tells on Valencia. Like an absolute snitch. And as we know, snitches get stitches. Valencia gets pissed. Butler tells him to shut up and says that he'll say whatever the hell he wants to whenever the hell he wants. And Valencia punches him squarely in the jaw. Both players fined, both players disciplined, but Butler ended up on the 7-day concussion disabled list because of it. So beyond the fact that Butler is a loser at the plate this season, hitting .286, 4 home runs, 30 RBI, also a loser in the clubhouse as he tries to narc out a teammate to a shoe rep, then gets knocked out because of it. Sweet justice. Go back to Kansas City, as we asked.
What are you doing?
To crackpot Patriot fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
First, back in May, we had Tom Brady's $200 cookbook sold out in hours. Now he's put out an organic selection of nuts for $50. I'll tell you what, it's little snack packs about an ounce, 1.4 ounces each. One guy did the math. It's about 450 total nuts for $50 each, like about 12 cents per. Like Vincent Vega said about Mia Wallace's $5 milkshake in Pulp Fiction, those better be some great freaking nuts. But the scary part, they sold out in hours, as we ask.
What are you doing?